Grace, mercy, and peace to you all from Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The gospel you have heard today is the basis of today's sermon, especially these words. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. "Do not be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." Thus far the reading. Good morning, Mount Olive Lutheran Church, and happy Easter. Christ is risen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, never get tired of it. It's so good. I love it. You know, it's fantastic to be here and to be worshiping here in this church and getting to be here on Easter. After the gloom of Lent and the lead up through Holy Week, it is nice to be here to rejoice. You know, I know you guys are already, I can see it in your eyes, you're already starting to see the pattern. A lot of you are saying, oh, here comes Pastor Ford. He's going to do story. Here's how it connects to the text. Lovely anecdote. Bam, that's the sermon. Well, you got me. That's exactly what's going to happen. So the story I have for you this morning is my trip to Israel, which I got to do when I graduated from the seminary. Wonderful. Love it. Fantastic. They have a 12-day package. Don't go for more than 8, because after 8 days, you're like, I can't fit any more information in my mind. But it's great. And one of the chief things that you're going to do there, if you take the trip to Israel, and you go to Jerusalem, you're going to see the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. This is a place where they believe they found Golgotha, and they found the place where Jesus was entombed, right? And they built a church over it. It's fantastic. Now, for most places, if you ever go to the Holy Land, they have it on a point system, right? 3 is like, you know, there's like a rumor that maybe this had happened, and 10 is like, yep, 100%, we know exactly where the Dead Sea is. It's right there because it's full of salt. But in any case, Church of the Holy Sepulchre, it's like a 9 or a 10. They're pretty sure that the mound is Golgotha. They're pretty sure that the tomb right next to it, it's only about 100 feet away, like this is where Jesus was. Whether or not, it's great. I get to go, you fly over there, and to get there, you have to get up early. Get up at 4 so you can have breakfast at 4:30, be on your bus by 5 to get there at 5:30, and you're already in the back of the line. If you've ever been to Disney World has nothing on these lines. 2.5 hours just to get to Golgotha, and hey, you know, you're still standing in the same line to get to the tomb. Oh, this better be worth it. But so, finally, we're in Jerusalem, we're in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, we're at the place where you get to, this is where they think Jesus was laid, and I get in there, and I am absolutely surprised. Because I flew halfway around the world to see a tomb that I already knew was empty, and was still surprised that, like, oh, it's empty. Like, what was I expecting? But it's true. I get there, and what was I supposed to do? Turn there and say, Jesus, you're here. Wasn't expecting you here. But we often need that reminder, right? That's the importance of Easter. It's this yearly remembrance, because this is it. This is the most important day of the church year. This is the most important day in all of history is Easter. It is the celebration of Christ defeating death, coming back from the grave. And I wasn't the only person that was surprised. You guys were surprised this morning when you heard Christ is risen. I was surprised when I went to the tomb and saw it empty like a schmuck. And the women came to the tomb, they also were surprised. Despite the fact that Jesus had told them that he would come back, destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it in 3 days. The disciples, the women, everyone thought that Jesus was dead, gone forever. That's why the women are bringing spices, because they're going to put them on the body because the body is going to be rotted and smell terrible. It's funny enough because Jesus' enemies knew what he meant. They had the ideas saying, let us put guards at the tomb. Let us make sure that none of his disciples go and snatch the body, that they might say, oh, well, the Lord came and he rose from the dead. Now, we're going to put something in front of the tomb. We're going to put centurions in front. Nobody's getting into that tomb, and nobody's getting out. At least that's what they thought. So here comes the two women thinking that they're going to find a body. They wonder, who will let us into the tomb? They find it open, and they are told, why do you look for the living amongst the dead? Christ is not here. He is risen. How fantastic news. How wonderful. And they are surprised. Friends, Easter is fantastic because it reminds us yearly that this is what it was all about. Sin, death, and the devil conquered for us. That we might lay our sins at Christ's feet and he say, it is done. It is conquered. It is behind you. For I have conquered death itself. I have laid down my life only to pick it back up again. This is that moment. I open this sermon today with talking about my trip to Jerusalem. And I said it is good to go and to see the sights and to see the empty tomb. But it's interesting. Have you, anyone here, ever seen the Jerusalem cross? It's a single cross. Well, it's five crosses. One large cross and then four crosses all in the corner. Because you or I or anybody doesn't have to go to Israel to know that that tomb is still empty. Because the Jerusalem cross tells us Christ died in Jerusalem, but his message is not meant to stay here in the tomb, but rather to be taken to the four corners of the world. Because that is how grand the message of the resurrection is. How amazing, how scandalous it is that death itself has been conquered for you. Christ is risen! Hallelujah. Oh, may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, now and forever.
Amen.